Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Jackson Pinky Pinkowski, also known as Tex, and I'm sure I screwed up his last name, not the Tex part or the Pinky part, but the one with all the vowels. We were recording this thing fresh, bright, and early on a Monday. We just had our next level event and Millionaire Mastermind event last week. It was 3 days of holy heck, life-changing, action-packed. It was so good. That said, I feel like A, you guys always get my perspective on it, and B, that's probably the best thing we do in this community is those 2 day events or 3 day events. So I wanted you guys to get the best we could give you out of it. And as opposed to me talking all the daggum time, as you're probably used to, maybe a different perspective. So Jackson was there, he was coaching, he was helping. Jackson, I would love just to take 20 minutes and have you share kind of what you saw, the highlights, the biggest takeaways, and just get your feedback on it from both chat, because Jackson was running the chat. We had a bunch of people in the room and on person. So kind of the guests' feedback as you heard it, as well as your own personal feedback on what you liked, what you didn't like. Talk to us.
Yeah. So like you said, an awesome event packed across 3 days. And I think one of the biggest things I saw, it's like, of course, we've got amazing people like Mike, myself, Tracy, you know, helping, whether it be with how to do specific things in your business, mindset, all that kind of stuff. But what's even better than having, you know, these coaches and these amazing people here to help you is the other people in the group, the other business owners, the people who are in the same shoes. You know, some people are, you know, just starting, getting started. Some people have been at this for a while, but there are people at every single level of, you know, business, of professional development, whatever it may be. But you're all in the same room, whether it be maybe digitally or actually physically in the room, and getting everybody together and connected and being able to, you know, talk and hear other people's stories, you know, hear what worked, what didn't work directly from, like, it's like hearing it from the horse's mouth, right? Especially when you get residential people that connect, commercial companies that connect, and they're able to talk and then, you know, get a friendship going and actually be able to say, hey, like you were telling your story on how you did this type of offering and it worked really well. I'd love to hear more. Maybe how can I develop that into my service area or develop my own offering off of that? Because that's those bonds and those that team building almost essentially. It's like you have people who are on the same boat as you and you can work together to accomplish the same goal. There's no like, oh, I have to be better than you or anything like that. But instead we're all working towards making each of us the best that we can possibly be in our professional business development, really. And I thought that was just totally awesome because yeah, it's like I can tell you how to do some awesome marketing lingo or approaches, how to build the best website. Mike can tell you how to sell super well. Tracy can get you in the perfect mindset. But combining that with a good relationship with, you know, a cleaning company on the other side of the nation is just fantastic.
So how do we translate that for? And it was, but I don't want everyone, you know, ever listening is like, well, great, but that was in the past and I'm in my car or, you know, my computer watching this all by myself. So yeah, that's great for everybody then, but you know, what about me? I'm stuck. How can you coach folks to get some of that benefit on a Tuesday, right? Just when they're not in a group with, you know, 30, 40, 50 other amazing human beings.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could always join the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. That's a good start.
Yeah. But that probably costs a bunch of money.
No, totally free.
See how I'm setting them up big.
Just join the group. But I mean, not even the Grow My Cleaning Company group, but just, you know, other business owners in your area. There's a ton on social media for that. And, you know, I spend all my days looking at Facebook as much as I love doing that. But there are communities that platform is built for that kind of bonds. And so how can you like take that and put it into effect today? If you're listening to it, whenever you're listening to this podcast, is leveraging those relationships that you have and that you can find and working on that.
Yeah. Let me give some feedback, because I love Jackson's got a different perspective and I love sharing. And by the way, we will get into the hat for watching the video or like, something's different about Jackson. Did you lose some weight? Did you shave? What's going on? It's clearly the hat. We shall discuss the hat. But until then, so two things. Jack said a couple things like, hey, not necessarily the Grow My Cleaning Company website or Facebook page, which is incorrect, by the way. All things, you should only be on Facebook and our site. That's, or in our group. No, I'm totally kidding. But I would encourage you to, couple things. So when we go on social, there's just so much, this could be a whole topic, but I'm just gonna give you 2 minutes to move on. So there's lots of ways you can make mistakes with this. And there's lots of ways that you can really get value. The ways that you can make mistakes are, I wouldn't go only to industry groups or sites or whatever that resource is. And I wouldn't go only, I'd probably go 35-65 heavy on the industry. So, right. Like if you love our community is pretty cool. Go to Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. It's free. Jump in. It's great. if you hate us, I'm sure there's other Facebook groups out there that are industry specific, that are better fit. So I'd probably spend 65% of my time industry specific, 35% of my time outside. The mistake we make is most of us do 100 of one and none of the other, right? I don't look at anything industry wide, which is ridiculous, or that's all I do, which is ridiculous because there's so many ideas not in our industry. That's a lot of what I do. I've had lots of different businesses and I try and bring to bear what's worked over different industries into here. So I'd go 65, 35. Second thing is the biggest strength of our group and many of the groups like it is the biggest weakness. 10, 15,000 members of owners of cleaning companies. Pretty cool in terms of, holy crap, that's a lot. That's just the sheer numbers impressive. I can get a lot of opinions like right now. There's probably always somebody live. That's cool. The problem is, of the 15,000, what percentage of them are knuckleheads? Probably a good percent, right? We screen to make sure they're owners and they're not selling crap. And if they're rude or whatever, we kick them out. But I don't know yet how to screen for knuckleheads, right? we don't have that test. So you really have to take it with a grain of salt, not just our group. I think our group's a pretty good example and it's full of knuckleheads. So other groups are probably even more so. So 65, 35 heavy on industry knowledge. Second, understand, take it with a grain of salt, right? Like just because they're in a group and they say they're this does not mean they're that. Third thing, that's probably the best way to supercharge it. And it's the most work, but it's going to get you the most value is reach out one-on-one to people that you like, right? So like Jackson's probably in our group and whatever, and you see him post consistently giving help as opposed to trying to take or sell something or hurt you or, you know, whatever. It doesn't just have to be Jackson. That's how you find out who the good guys are. Or, you know, seek, you know, here's a quickie. Listen to the podcast. And I hate saying this because all our guests already get inundated with people like, hey, help, how do you do that? What's going on? And I'll tell you what they always say, buy Mike's program. It's amazing. So I can save you a step. But so listen to the podcast kind of if you connect with somebody in a respectful way, because just know they're probably going to have lots of other people reaching out. But whether it's listening to the podcast or just watching their post, reach out one-to-one, right? So as opposed to, hey, there's 15,000, I'm going to, and usually the jerk screaming the loudest is the one with the least information or ability to help. So kind of watch for people that consistently contribute, whether it be through a podcast or whatever, and then reach out to them one-on-one. And again, not going to be the same as like a 3-day live event with in person, all that, but you can do it on a Tuesday. You don't have to wait for an event. Any thoughts on that, Jackson, before we move on?
No, that's pretty much it. It's like, it's almost like being back in high school again. It's you might not be making friends, you know, on the first day of freshman year. You reach out, you connect with people, and you build that relationship with those that you want to. So it's really effective. Just because it's on Facebook doesn't mean the approach is really any different there.
Yeah, and it's funny because I don't know about, maybe I was just a nerd in high school, but when I'd reach out to people in high school, they didn't seem to be as nice and kind. I can encourage you in Cleaning Nation overall, generally, it's a really high caliber of people. Certainly the people that are on the podcast and that's another cool thing, right? If I was going to reach out in high school, if I'm looking around and there's a guy that's always making fun of people or yelling, or I'm probably not going to reach out to that guy. He's probably a jerk. He's probably not going to want to be friends. But if I see someone that's always, you know, my wife was one of those people, like she kind of knew people in all the different groups and everyone kind of liked her, and it wasn't because she was popular or cool, is just because she was friendly and she liked other people and she tried to give value. So if you kind of pay attention to who you reach out to, you'll probably get that kind of response. All right. I certainly have thoughts about the hat. Do you have anything to say for yourself? What's your version of the cowboy hat? Because by the way, I've known Jackson, has it been a year yet? Have you been with us a year?
No, it feels like a year. It's only been like since 10. Like August.
Is it really? Holy heck. Yeah. So as of this recording, Jack Smith was like 8 months or something. And I thought I knew him. And then this guy with the cowboy hat shows up at the event. And I don't know if I'm overstating to say all hell broke loose, but people had thoughts. There was hats started showing up. What possessed you to purchase this hat and then wear it? And it worked, by the way. Everybody loved it. So I'm not knocking him. I'm just wanting to know how we got to this place in our lives, Jackson.
If so, I'll start by saying I was raised by a very professional father who always taught me like professional appearance is important and everything. So like on the weekends when I'm not working, I wear cowboy hats. I try, like, I work outside, I work on my truck. Like, it's a staple in my outfit, right? But when I'm at work, I typically don't wear cowboy hats. Sometimes I wear a ball cap, but I don't sport a cowboy hat. Now, I guess this never translated to anybody because nobody saw it. But I was on a call working with some of our people, and you know, we were working together to build some ads out, and I had my cowboy hat on because I was showing it off to somebody. Somebody asked about it, and lo and behold, at the event, I'm sitting there working with some more people, and this the guy I was working with specifically, he messaged me and said, "Hey, you got to throw on that cowboy hat because it's a lucky cowboy hat. I got bids from those ads we put together while you're wearing the hat, so you got to put the hat on." And you know,
and which is a complisalt, by the way. The compliment part is, hey, you kicked butt. The work that we did helped me make a bunch of money, and these ads were super effective. The insult was the skill came from the hat on your head, not your head. So yeah, that's how I'm hearing it. There's kind of a compliment, but if you really think it through, it stings a bit at the end.
It was all the hat, none of the brain, which is fine. I'll take it.
But as long as you own the hat, I guess it's okay.
I own the hat. So now I guess.
So wait, just so I'm clear, when we pay you, do we pay the hat or Jackson? And does one make more than the other? All right, we'll talk about that offline, but I've got follow-up questions as it relates to us, but continue.
Yeah.
And when I say us, I mean me and the hat.
You pay into the hat budget, basically. the hat budget. You can never have too many cowboy hats. You gotta.
Jackson's like, if you think this hat makes good ads, you should see the hat I want to buy. That bad boy, that makes them.
But yeah, I guess we're just, we're a little superstitious. So we've all got our things here and there, but this is, I mean, part of my hat has become part of the community now, I guess. So now it's become the lucky ad hat, which is fine by me because I like to wear it. And if it becomes part of my professional attire, so be it.
I think it should. I'd say there's a guy named Lucas Wendt. I think he's still at the ISSA. Always wears a bow tie at every event. You can find him from across the room because he's the dude in the bow tie. So and again, 43% because I like to make fun of it and 53% because I really like it. I'm for the hat. If I get a vote, I think Jackson should wear the hat anytime and every time at any professional event. Certainly involved in Grow My Clean Up. I think it's fantastic. So, and it, I'm not alone. Everybody, it's so funny. We had, I don't know, 40 people in the room at the event and less than that, virtually. And you know, we're all staying at the hotel live. So we didn't have our hat with us. But everyone next day, without us saying anything, everybody just showed up with their hat on, not their cowboy hat. They all had their, like, there was berets. There was a lot of hat going on. There's like hood, everything. So Jackson is a trendsetter. All right. So we've talked about how important it is to have that connection with other human beings, how to get that done. We've talked about how to show up at a virtual meeting and get attention. It reminds me of the people that you can like, and I'm dying to do this. I'm just too lazy. Lindsay, if you're listening to this, you can do this and spend the money. Don't even tell me. I will love you forever. The goat, you can pay a goat to just attend a Zoom meeting. I don't even know what it costs, but I'm in. I'm paying. I think it'd be awesome. He just shows up to a Zoom meeting. He's just like participating. I kind of feel like that would steal the show, just like Jackson's hat has stolen the show. So now you know how to steal the show of a Zoom meeting. That may or may not involve a cowboy hat. We'll go two other things. What's the other top two takeaways that you or you felt the group kind of got from the event that we can give some value to listeners?
Man, it's kind of hard to think because it was like a blur of a bunch of good stuff.
Better than going, that was it, Mike, really 3 whole days. I got one thing and that was it. and we'll take the opposite. If there's anything you learn that doesn't work or isn't, you know what I'm saying? That people are doing this, that we should, just any big takeaway, whether it's beliefs, tactics, things to do, things not to do, how to do it, how not to do it, getting clients, getting employees, we covered a lot. So pick the best two that you feel are, most impactful?
So I guess the one thing that does always sticks with me with the event, and I know we talked about this back at the last one, is doing that version 1.0, really. Because that hits me personally, because I'm like a perfectionist and I always want it to be totally perfect right out the gate. And that ends up, you know, either delaying me or delaying the project as a whole or delaying whatever it is you're trying to do. And I feel like that reinforces, you can tell who's been at events before and those who may have been the first time, because those who have been at events before, been doing this for a little bit, they really, that version 1.0 versus like version perfect 5.0, they are differentiated big time between, you know, those who like have a tough time just going through it and realizing, yeah, this might not be the best, but I'll be able to make changes and work through it as time goes on, versus those who, you know, trying to get it perfect right out the gate and then get frustrated when that doesn't happen. Yeah. And then, you know, get down on themselves and like say, oh, this doesn't work, or this sucks, or I'm having a tough time, something's not right for me, when in fact it's just they're getting into their own head, right? I thought that was extremely, extremely good, at least from the event. And it's a good thing to see.
So let me give you my two thoughts on that. Will you come up with your, or decide on your, narrow it down to your, the third one, and then we'll call it a day. So my two responses to that are, one, just to clarify, what we talk about is a crappy version 1.0. And I, as is Jackson, am a recovering perfectionist. I still remember being on a ski slope with a coach of mine, Carl, who I really love. We were talking about goals and all that stuff. And I talked about kind of being a perfectionist, and I said it with pride, right? Like, I only do stuff right. I don't do stuff half-ass. You know, I kind of said it really pridefully. And he's like, how's that been working out for you? And as I started trying to explain how helpful it was, I realized it did help in 16% of the cases. And it really got in my way in probably 84% of the cases. The first thing I had to learn was to change it from the, this is a good thing, badge of honor, like keeping my word. I find that to be a good thing, not a bad thing. Being a perfectionist, I would probably not have called it that. I would call it doing right the first time or doing things at the end, but really it was being a perfectionist. I had to move that from good habit that serves me and the people on my team to bad habit. And it's okay, right? And we talked about often wrong, never in doubt, right? It's okay to be like, I'm going to go forward. I'm going to kick butt. I'm going to do the best I can. And if something goes wrong, I'm just going to keep moving forward and just change directions. It's totally okay. And the freedom to do a crappy version 1.0, it's so much, as a coach, by the way, we got a 9-week program and they can get caught up and want to stick on the first thing and do it perfect and take a month to do it. And then by the end, they have two things that still aren't perfect, by the way. And they missed everything else. What we encourage everyone to do is quick, crappy version 1.0. And it might take a month to get what you think's a perfect 1.0, and it's not. But in 10 minutes, you can get a crappy version 1.0. You can take it to someone who knows what they're doing. We get feedback, and then 10 minutes, that takes 10 minutes. And then 10 minutes later, you have your version 2.0. In a half hour, you got a really nice version 2.0 that beats the crap out of your, and I'm doing huge air quotes, your perfect version 1.0, which sucked. So go much faster. Here it is. It's crappy. Iterate, fix it. Change it, moving on, repeat. It's a crap ton more fun, and holy crap, is it more effective. So that's the first thing I got. Second thing, it's a great observation, Jackson. I hadn't made it. Now that you did, I'm going to start looking for it. The people that have been to the live events before adopted that so much quicker. So I would encourage you guys, gals, obviously we love having you at the live events. That really helps. But doing it, well, the best way to learn how to lift weights is to lift weights, right? The best way to learn how to do a crappy version 1.0 is to do a crappy version 1.0. So it gets easier, right? For recovering perfectionists like Jackson and I, the first time we did it was really scary. So just give yourself permission to do it. And the best way to learn how to do it is to do it and just go, I'm going to be okay with it. All right. Excellent. So number one, aside from the hat thing, number one, here's how to connect with other humans and the value of that. Number two, kind of giving yourself permission to do a crappy version 1.0 and feel good about it. What's the big third takeaway that you got, or you feel like our peeps got, that the listeners will enjoy, buddy?
Definitely to close it out was Tracy's discussion on being prosecuted and like the kind of role play between the prosecution and what your defense is and how that, you know, affects your mindset of oh, you're not good enough, or you know, we had ones that were like, you never went to high school, so you can't succeed at business. And then what's your defense for that? And really like why is this just, you're basically putting yourself down, or again, getting into your own head about it when you shouldn't be. And that was extremely powerful, because I think it gave the opportunity for everybody to really, you know, think of their own ways that they're trying to hold themselves back without even, you know, actually realizing it. But then when they started to write it down and started to actually go through it and talk with it to other people, and then realizing, you know, no, I can do this. Yeah, I can. I am a successful business person. I am a successful business owner. I can grow this. And this is my defense for, you know, whatever maybe my mom's saying, or what, you know, other people are saying, or other people are putting me down, that kind of stuff. And that was extremely, one, it was extremely moving just from a personal standpoint. And two, it was extremely powerful for business owners, especially everybody in the room, to see that and to, you know, yeah, I mean, we were booing each other, cheering each other on. It was awesome.
So a couple things. First, I love that you brought that up, because I had literally forgotten about it. And as soon as you brought it up, like, oh my gosh, yes, that was absolutely something I want to share. So just, again, this is something our mindset coaches will walk through with you in the program. If you're not in our program, let me just tell you kind of the rules that you can please do this on your own. So Tracy, one of our mindset coaches, who's just amazing, talked about how we have this prosecution in our mind, and we'll say things like, if I don't do it right, I'll be a bad person, or I, you know, I'm not smart enough, or no one likes me, or we just tell ourselves a bunch of lies. The prosecution, you know, like we have a result. Oh, I ran a Facebook ad and no one came in, as opposed to the right thing, which is, oh, I just need someone to help me, or I need to do a version 2.0, or, you know, maybe, you know, there's 100 positive ways to respond. We respond, Facebook doesn't work. Nothing ever works. All I do is screw myself and waste money advertising. I'm never going to be able to grow, right? That's our prosecution. So we're pretty good at playing the prosecution. And that's what we were booing, by the way. If you're like, they were booing each other, I don't want to go to that event at all. We were booing the prosecution. When someone say, I'm too stupid, everyone would boo. And then, and it's kind of fun to have a room full of people booing you, crapping on yourself. And then when you say, when you have the defense pick up the case and start telling, you know, speaking for you and be like, that's not the truth. He's not stupid. He is a good guy. He can do this. Everybody cheering. If I'm giving goosebumps just talking about it. Everyone cheering is super exciting. So you can, as opposed to just letting the prosecution run wild, we can intentionally go, what's the defense going to say? Right. And we'd break up into, and you guys can do this on your own. We break up into teams where you would be the prosecution and the defense, or the guy would be a prosecution against you, and you would be your own defense case. You'd start saying, that's not the truth. Just because I've invested money in advertising and didn't work, but it's not because I'm stupid. Actually I did get some leads from that, and I'm getting better, and I'm investing myself, and this one's going to work, and it didn't work last time because I gave up, but I'm not going to give up this time. And I've seen people succeed, and I know a guy, and I could probably call him right now. Right. So really we want to give you the opportunity to, we naturally do the prosecution. It's very unnatural for us to pick up a defense, but the defense is so powerful. We need to be able to prepare ourselves. We start telling ourselves lies. You didn't go to college. You're never going to succeed. Like, that's not the truth. You know, people, most employers didn't go to college. You know, it's fine. So yeah, that ability to beforehand intentionally build a defense for yourself. When you hear that prosecutor come out, you start defending yourself, being A-okay with that. All right. That is awesome. Jackson, I've talked way too much. So you as the guest get the final word. End this thing up, Tex. Or end this thing up, cowboy. Sum it up for us.
Yeehaw. Come to the next event. They're awesome.
Well, that's, first of all, as much as I love Jack, this is a terrible sum up, because we only do events. Well, those kinds of events are only for next level members. We are doing a 2-day event that's not for members, I guess. So I guess you could come to the next event. GrowMyCleanCompany.com is a /event.
/event.
Easy peasy. Check that out. It'll be a 2-day event. It'll be awesome. We also have GrowMyCleanCompany.com's got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of podcasts. And just if you're looking for a community and content to grow a cleaning company, GrowMyCleanCompany.com. If you want to hang out with me, Jackson, Tracy at our next event, GrowMyCleanCompany.com/event, couple $100, 2 days, life-changing. See you there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.